Shalom le Yehudim, shalom le Bnei Noach, shalom le Goyim. It's the evening of the second day, Dalas B'Menachem Av, Parashas Dvarim, Tavshinayim Vav, the evening of the first day, Sunday, 7 August 2016. Webcasting from the hills of Judea, from which one can see in the distance the coast of Gaza of the Philistines, and NGOs galore there who helped the Muslims aggress against Jews. Not give us a moment's peace. Alma de Shekra, world of lies. So one of the top stories here that broke on Friday was the indictment on Thursday last week of a major Christian charities director in Gaza who turned out to be a secret Hamas agent. That's the Muslim Brotherhood. One of Barack Obama's favorite organizations. It turns out that Mr. Muhammad al-Ahalabi, which means Muhammad from Aleppo, no ancient Palestinian he, found work in the World Vision Organization in Gaza in 2005 and worked his way up to being director in 2010, and since then has funded around $50 million of the charity's money to the Muslim Jew killers of Hamas. He has, in effect, funded such Hamas activities as firing rockets and mortars into Sderot, terrorizing the people, and especially the children. See, World Vision boasts its mission of helping over 4 million children worldwide and claims that it sponsors 40,000 of them in Gaza alone. Only now we know that the money donated to World Vision never reached its intended destination. Foodstuffs, medicines, and cash wound up in Hamas hands. What the MSM calls its military wing, which is another huge lie in our world of lies. They have no military wing. The Qasemite wing. They have no soldiers. These are murderers. These are anti-Semitic murderers who are proud of that. It's their life's work. Hamas, Hezbollah, and other Muslim groups go to work every day with the goal of murdering Jews. This guy, Muhammad al-Halabi, was arrested 2 months ago crossing into Gaza at the Erez crossing, and he seems to have, in the interrogation period, spilled all the beans. The chief executive of the organization, World Vision, based in Australia, one Tim Costello denied all knowledge of the embezzlement. He said he is profoundly shocked by these allegations. In the JPost report, the GSS said the organization was not aware of what he was doing, but I'm not so sure. In Israel Hayom newspaper today, in an op-ed, Ariel Bolstein said in World Vision, there's a history of anti-Jewism. My word, of course. He said the organization has a record of smearing Israel as the party behind the suffering of the Palestinian children in Gaza. He said we had to be perfectly aware that Hamas placed Gaza children in positions to be killed when Israel responded to attacks by Hamas. They were human shields. Moloch, we know of Moloch in the Torah. They sacrificed their children. They claim these Palestinians to be the offspring of the Canaanites, and in this regard, they seem to be, spiritually, if not biologically. Hamas is like the Muslims in Iran during the war with Iraq in the 1980s, who sent children into minefields to get blown up and enable fighters behind them to have a clear path. In 2012, a World Vision accused Israel of not allowing Christian children to celebrate Easter in Jerusalem, which was a complete lie. And that is anti-Semitism, by my definition, lying about Jews. And what's also characteristic of anti-Jew lying is the imputation that not only are Jews doing evil to people, but we enjoy it. We cackle over our cruelty and sadism. World Vision also funded a media stunt some years back, you may remember, called Jesus at the Checkpoint. I think some street theater showing Jesus being harassed at the checkpoints that Arabs must pass through. And so often, as I have pointed out, anti-Jew hatred is commonly psychological projection, accusing Jews of one's own crimes without one being aware of that. This, for example, this Halabi character, as director of World Vision in Gaza, had himself interviewed, and the interview was posted on the group's website, and he said that what he found most rewarding in his work was, quote, when we manage to restore the smiles of children who are severely traumatized by the devastating bombs which killed part of their families, close quote. And guess where those bombs came from? Others said about him that indeed he dedicated his life to helping children after seeing the devastating impact of the conflicts in Gaza on them. Notice, I'm citing the New York Times coverage here, authored by the leftist Isabel Kirshner and Nadia Hadid, and presumably a self-described, if mispronounced, Palestinian. The use of the word devastating here two times is in the text, very close to each other. The reference is, of course, to what Israeli ordnance does in Gaza. It's devastating. And I say this is sick. It is the sickness of psychological projection. Here is this Arab funneling perhaps $50 million to Hamas that used the money to fire thousands of unguided missiles and projectiles into Israel, terrifying people, killing some, damaging buildings, terrifying Jewish children, all of which triggered Israel's self-defense to suppress the fire out of Gaza. And all this al-Halabi, this savage seas, all the Arab Sea, are the Israeli missiles that come back in return. They make no connection in their minds between their own actions and Israel's oh-so-human self-defense. World vision is there to make children in Gaza smile after suffering it at Israel's hands, oblivious to what triggers Israel's self-defense. That's another axiom yours truly has developed over a lifetime of pondering the minds of Arab anti-Jews. Jewish self-defense is always experienced as an unprovoked aggression. World Vision's top dog, Tim Costello, said, quote, "Much of the organization's work in Gaza was providing safe places to deal with the trauma of repeated war, as well as agricultural projects," close quote. This outfit claims to collect and disperse over $1 billion every year. They have offices in the U.S., Australia, and the U.K. It also receives contributions from the Australian and British governments so that the taxpayers in these two nations are sending money to Jew killers. No, the GSS may be right that the top echelon in World Vision was not aware of the embezzlement by this secret Hamas agent. Still, World Vision's original sin must be judged, apart from this particular situation, judged for its record of anti-Jew support. The original sin, shared with hundreds of other NGOs in Gaza, is the choice of sides in this violence here. They're so concerned for the children in Gaza traumatized by IDF self-defense, but apparently are oblivious to the suffering of the children in Zerot, who were reported to be, in an overwhelming majority, suffering from PTSD. Since 2001, the Arabs in Gaza have fired, I have it on good authority, some 30,000 projectiles into Israel at random. The number of dead and physically wounded is not high, but the number of psychologically wounded could number in the hundreds of thousands. In this, the NGOs in Gaza, and especially the Christian ones like World Vision, should be ashamed of themselves. The history of Christians aggressing against Jews is an indelible part of Christian behavior, leading right up to and into the Holocaust. No, Christian theology was not used to justify the final solution, but it certainly prepared the groundwork over thousands of years of persecution, expulsions, and massacres. The Holocaust was not fueled directly by Christian thought, but the results of the Holocaust resemble the results of earlier spasms of Christendom gone crazy. The expulsions, the inquisitions, the daily persecutions. These NGOs, I said before, are this generation's legitimate way of aggressing against the Jews. In the past, it was the deicide charge that justified the aggression. Then it was the shared Nazi-communist belief in the international Jewish conspiracy to take everyone's money and reduce the world to poverty-stricken slaves to them. Today, it's the crucifixion of the Palestinians by the Jews, and their devastating cruelty, in particular, to the children of Gaza. These Christians in World Vision and other NGOs like them are twisted up in their heads, as twisted as the Muslims in their heads, when they weep over the suffering of the children at the hands of the demon Jews.
נפש אהב הרחמן משוך עבדך אל רצונך ירוץ עבדך כמו אייל ישתחווה אל מול הדרך יערב לו ידידותיך מנופת צוף וכל טעם
היי היי נא נא נא
הדור נאה זיו העולם נפשי חולת אהבתך אהנה כלנה הוי רפנה לה בהראות לה נועם זיווך אז תתחזק ותתרפא והייתה לה שמחת עולם
ניי ניי ניי
ועתיק ועתיק ימון הרחמך וחוסנה על בן אהובך
היי היי היי
כי זה כמה נחשוף נחשפתי לראות מהרה בתפארת עוזך אלך עמדה חמדה ליבי וחוסנה ואל תתעלם היגלה היגלנה ופרוס חביבי עליי את סוכת את סוכת שלומך תאיר ארץ מכבודך נגילה ונשמחה בך מהר אהוב כיווה מועד וחוננו כימי עולם וחוננו כימי עולם
Well, another front page story in Israel today was the insult to the Israeli athletes in Rio de Janeiro on Friday night, Saturday night, last night. It seems one bus was tasked in Rio to transport the Lebanese athletes and the Israeli team. These Lebanese were picked up first, I guess, from the dormitories to go to the stadium for the opening ceremonies. Only the Lebanese inside the bus would not let the Israelis board. An argument broke out, and in the end, the Lebanese prevailed. Another bus had to be provided, and the Israeli sailing coach posted on his Facebook page the word shame. Shame on the Olympics for allowing this to happen. In Israel, Ministress of Culture and Sport Mary Regev spat out charges of racism and anti-Semitism. But I don't think that makes much sense in secular Zionist thinking. We're at war, under attack by a neighboring people. That's pretty normal, the Arabs. And since the Zionist goal is creating a normal state, what's wrong with the Lebanese not wanting to ride in the same bus with the enemy? What has racism got to do with it? It's nationalism. What has anti-Semitism got to do with it? Israelis like these, angry over the incident, want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to have a normal society, but when the neighbors next door go to war against us, there's nothing more normal than the desire not to associate with the enemy. Israel's sailing coach said he was shocked that this happened because it violates the spirit of the Olympic Games, which originated as a period of truce between warring peoples when their warriors would compete in non-lethal athletic competition. But surely no Israeli athlete, certainly not a coach, has the right to be shocked by this violation of the spirit of the Games. In 1972, the Fatah murder cultists, based in Lebanon, plotted their massacre of Israel's athletes, and they gave evidence that they had no respect for the spirit of the Olympics back then. The Olympics are supposed to be a time of truce and peaceful athletic games, not fighting and killing by warriors, but the Arabs have no more respect for this civilized tradition than they do for the inviolability of embassies and the immunity from attack for diplomats and the restraint of not deliberately targeting noncombatants. The Arabs, the Muslims, have no respect for these distinctions. In delving into the legendary misnamed Barbary pirates, I discovered that a declaration of war on the Barbary shore against a Christian country was accompanied by the dispatch of a mob to swarm over its consulate, to chop down its flagpole, and invade the building to loot and vandalize. It was not enough verbally to declare war. This is how it was done. And so in our time, the PLO groups murder diplomats and attack embassies in the Olympic Games in 1972. They thought nothing of not only murdering Jewish athletes, but as we learned recently, castrating one of them in front of his teammates. So what bothers me about the Israeli response to this incident in Rio with the bus is the outrage and the shock. Why? Instead of wailing about racism, Israel's athletes should spin the incident into support for Israel by pointing out that our enemies are barbarians, and so Israel is not shocked by their behavior. It's normal for these Arabs, who have made themselves a curse on mankind with their atrocities. I suppose it's just another example of how de-Judaized Israelis can be. They should not be shocked or even dismayed. This seems to be another moment in which the downside of growing up in Israel without religion produces Israelis shocked by such behavior and really misread it. The Lebanese behavior was not racist, because the Jews are not a race. More accurate was the term anti-Semitism used by Miri Regev, even though that concept was a lie the moment it was invented 150 years ago. Anti-Semitism was meant to cover up and spin a hatred as old as Mount Sinai. Hatred of the Jews, who by their immortality and achievements generate anger, envy, and even guilt. The immortality of Jews and our functionally supernatural return home after 18 centuries of wandering and the success of this tiny state enrages anti-Jews today, as they have been enraged in generation after generation. The existence of Israel rattles some men's minds and shakes up their souls. Israel's existence and rule in Jerusalem rattles Islam to its foundations. Not to mention the flotsam and jetsam of people still dreaming of Marxism and other socialist fantasies proven woefully wrong in the unfolding of history. In 1961, the famous British historian, philosopher at the time, Arnold J. Toynbee, in a debate with Israel's ambassador to Canada, Yaakov Herzog, famously dismissed the Jews as a fossil people. Initially, at the time of the Balfour Declaration, he had supported Zionism, but then switched sides, turned anti-Zionist, and supported the Arabs. So I'm bothered by this angry reaction from Israelis to this incident in Rio, because it stems from a continuing secular Zionist ambition to put an end to anti-Semitism and to turn this people of Israel into just another normal nation. The bitter resentment, the shock here, is rooted, I think, in being told, "You're not normal." Post-Jewish Israelis are forever yearning to be loved and accepted and not treated differently. But, obviously, that's not the script or scenario written by the great screenwriter in the sky.
Mizmor le David, Hashem roi lo echzar, bin ot deshe yarbitzeini, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב ינחני, במעג לצדק למען שמו, גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא עיר הרע. כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפניי שולחן אל נגד צהריי, נשענת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית השם לאורך ימים. לאורך ימים. מזמור לדוד,
מזמור
השם רואי לא יחסר,
לא יחסר.
בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינעלני. נפשי ישובב ינחני, במעג לצדק למען שמו. גם כי ילך בגי צל מוות לא יירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. תנאי ננאי נאי ננאי ננאי תנאי ננאי ננאי נאי ננאי ננאי תנאי ננאי ננאי נאי תנאי ננאי ננאי תנאי ננאי 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 Da na 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 na
Hi Hi Shivtcha u mishantcha
Da na na na
Kemayena chamuni
Da na 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 Ta'aruch lefanai Shulchan neged tzorai Nishanta b'shemen roshi Kosi revaya אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית השם
לאורך ימים
אוי לאורך ימים דנאי ננאי 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 דנאי ננאי ננאי דנאי ננאי 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 אתה עמדי אתה עמדי אתה עמדי אתה עמדי
You're listening to www.deprogramprogram.com, broadcasting from the hills of Judea. I'm Shai Ben-Tekoa. Here was an interesting coincidence last week. I was watching some pro-Israel video online in which one of the clips was of an angry talking head. He looked to be someone being interviewed on a political TV talk show who shouted at the camera that Hamas is not Al-Qaeda. And then in Friday's J-Post column by Liat Collins, she reported on being interviewed during the Rocket War of 2014 by a London-based radio station, during which the interviewer asked her, why don't Israel and Hamas just sit down and talk instead of killing each other? And she responded, why don't the U.S. and Al-Qaeda talk? Which triggered the smug response, her word, are you comparing Hamas with Al-Qaeda? As if that was an absurd idea. The fever swamps of the anti-Jew mind never stop percolating and throwing up new accusations. First of all, notice the moral equivalence gambit here in this initial question. Why don't Israel and Hamas talk instead of killing each other? As if both sides were equally guilty for the killing and refusing equally to talk and settle their differences. And then the smug, condescending view that Hamas and Al-Qaeda are different, I guess as different as Fatah and Hamas have presumed to be. That presumptive difference was the basis of the Oslo abomination and stupidity. The idea, I know for a fact, in Rabin's head that Fatah was secular and patriotic and you could deal with them, but you could not with those religious fanatics and Hamas, the Islamists. Oslo was based on the fallacy that one group was the good Jew killers and the other group were the bad Jew killers. The latter were impossible to deal with, but not the former. They were secular and moderate, just like us Zionists. These were Fatah nationalists who, just like us, wanted a little piece of Palestine for homeland. And now the fashion is to deny any similarity between those admittedly terrible Al-Qaeda terrorists who brought down the World Trade Center and those Palestinians in Gaza where Hamas dominates. I remember at the time, 2 years ago, in webcasts, complaining that during the 50 days of rockets, the MSN continually referred to the rocket launcher boys and the tunnel rats as Palestinians, even though their organizations like Hamas, like Islamic Jihad, were clearly Islamic, not Palestinian in orientation in the slightest. This is here, I think, an unconscious collaboration for two different reasons between world anti-Jewry and Israel's secular leaders, both of them not wanting to speak the truth about the enemy for different reasons. As Barack Obama's most important and rock-solid policy is never to link Islam with terror, so Israel must never be seen as the victim of Muslims, but those nice, moderate, secular Palestinians who just want their own cute little state. Hamas, according to its covenant of 1988, available online, and as it appears in my book, does not waste any time declaring itself a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. And it irritates yours truly no end that Israel continues to call Hamas Hamas instead of the Muslim Brotherhood, the same cult that Obama brought to power in Egypt after knocking over Mubarak, who had been an American ally and had kept the peace for decades. Al-Qaeda, no less, is the product of the same culture. These are belligerent, aggressive Muslims. The idea that Hamas is no Al-Qaeda is simply ridiculous. They're both famous for their suicide attackers, suicide bombers, either on planes or in our buses. It reflects either the ignorance or the malevolence of anyone who says they're different. Both Israel's secular leadership and the lunatics on the other side wave the banner of the Palestinians because they want to distract people from seeing the religious roots of the hostility to Israel by these Muslims. In my book, I show how even the name Fatah, the allegedly secular group, was a name chosen for its Islamic meaning of conquest of the infidel. So that's the new trope. Hamas is not Al-Qaeda. Fatah is not Hamas. Same old story. Everybody knows Al-Qaeda are the bad guys who must not be identified with Hamas, the victims of Zionism. Said it for years now, Israel has made a huge mistake ever since 9/11 by not rebranding the Arabs as Muslims, not Palestinians, who are just like the Zionists, who have been pining for their own state for thousands of years. Alma Deshika, A World of Lies.
ירים אביון להושיבי עם נדיבים עם נדיבי עמון מי כהשם אלוקינו המקביל השבת המשפילי לראות בשמיים ובארץ מקימי מאפר דל מהשפות ירים אביון בואי להושיע Nai nai na nai na nai ta na nai nai na nai ta na nai 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 ta nai 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 tiri nai nai na nai na nai ta na nai nai na nai toi ta na nai na nai Hashem Elokeinu Amagbihim
השבת המשפילי לראות הוי בשמיים ובארץ הוי מקימי מאפר דל מהשפות ירים אביון הוי להושי Nai nai na nai na nai ta na nai nai na nai ta na nai 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 ta nai 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 kiri nai nai na nai na nai ta na nai nai na nai toi ta na nai na nai
Okay, that's it for this Sunday evening. I'll be back on Tuesday, God willing, in this third of the 3 weeks, and in the middle of the 9 days. Until then, Laila Tov, Me'eretz Yisrael.